This is the WHL This Week Radio Edition, presented by the Western Hockey League, the WHL Radio Broadcast Partners, and Easton Hockey. Here's your host, John Keane.
Hey, welcome back and welcome to a brand new season and our first episode of WHL This Week Radio Edition. The commissioner of the WHL, Ron Robinson, stops by in moments to help launch the 2014-15 season. 10 teams in the WHL have a new head coach this season, including the defending WHL and Memorial Cup champion Edmonton Oil Kings. Steve Hamilton was promoted to the top job. He'll be our guest in moments. And perhaps the biggest changing of the guard was within the BC division. Don Hay leaving the Vancouver Giants and joining his old team, the Kamloops Blazers, the second all-time winningest coach in WHL history. He'll join us as well. First up, WHL Commissioner Ron Robinson on the puck dropping on a brand new season.
We're very excited. The start of the season again, and it just seems like it wasn't that long ago we were in the Ontario Hockey League and winning the Memorial Cup, the great accomplishment by the Edmonton Oil Kings, and we're looking getting started with our season this weekend.
A lot of changes this year, though, and look no further, I guess, than behind the bench. 10 different coaches to start this season.
Well, that's right. This is the highest turnover we've ever had in coaches in the Western Hockey League. And would you look at the caliber of the coaches that were now coming to the league, and we couldn't be more delighted. The quality of our coaching, the facilities, the experience that we offer our players generally has been great. But a lot of new faces behind the bench to start the season, there's no question.
Ron, I know the general managers and coaches around the league just recently met in Calgary. What was the point of the meeting, and what did you take from it?
Well, a big focus of these meetings, obviously, is to make sure that the general managers and the head coaches around the league are all on the same page with the league itself and our competitions committee and it's our 7-point plan, which is really designed to make sure from a player safety perspective that we're challenging ourselves in all areas of the game, whether it's playing rules or discipline and making sure that the players are fully educated on our initiatives in this area. So we spent a considerable amount of time in that area and making sure that the players are playing in a very safe environment.
With every year becomes some new changes, some new looks around the league. We saw a little bit of that in the preseason. Do we know when some potential changes to the game in the WHL will be coming down?
Yes, very soon. We'll be adopting the NHL, new NHL rules for the most part. We continue to look at new rules and initiatives, of course, dealing with player safety. And we've been very effective, I think, in dealing with repeat offenders and a number of initiatives that we've taken the lead, quite frankly. And in some cases, the NHL and other leagues in the CHL have also adopted. So we're focused on that for sure and also adopting the new NHL rules at the same time.
Now we look over the history of the last three WHL championship series for the Ed Chynoweth Cup. It's involved the same two teams with Portland and Edmonton. But, you know, I look at it this year and I see, you know, more parity perhaps returning back to the league this year.
Well, those two franchises you mentioned, both the Edmonton Oil Kings and Portland Winterhawks, have been on quite a run for the last number of seasons, but I would agree that we expect it to be a very competitive, very balanced year from a competition point of view, and who knows, we'll end up at the end of the day winning our league championship because it's going to be up for grabs throughout the course of the season.
Opening weekend's upon us. Commissioner Robinson, appreciate your time here on WHL This Week.
My pleasure. Thank you very much.
This is the WHL This Week, presented by the Western Hockey League.
Well, he's back in familiar territory, Don Hay and Kamloops, returning after 10 years in Vancouver with the Giants here for the mid-90s and a couple Memorial Cups. And I guess the question you're getting the most is, how does it feel to be back here in Kamloops?
Well, it feels great. You know, it was an easy move coming this way out of Vancouver. And, you know, I'm familiar with everything around Kamloops. You know, the tradition of the Kamloops Blazers doesn't intimidate me, so I've been a part of that, and I feel good about coming back. You know, I've been really happy with training camp. The guys have worked very hard. They've been really open to learning and growing, and that's been a very positive thing in my mind.
This year, 10 different coaches around the WHL. Not sure if you'll need a program to figure everybody out, but have you ever seen movement like this, and what do you think leads to that?
Well, I've never seen movement like this, that many coaches at one time. And, you know, basically eight new coaches have joined the league, and some real quality people. And I think that that just is a sign of the quality of coaches in our league, that they've had the opportunities to move up to the American Hockey League, to the National Hockey League, to improve and grow. It's a development league just like it is for the players. And, you know, the just the quality of coaches within within our league is probably at the top has ever been. So I think that that's a real positive, and it's very appealing for people outside our league to want to come to our league and coach and, you know, get what I call the grassroots of hockey, to learn about dealing with the elite players that are going to be future NHL players.
You mentioned that you know, individuals like Bob Woods come back from the NHL. John Paddock spent some time there in management. Down the list, you go and you see guys coming back to this league. It's not where it used to be, Don, where, you know, it's a matchup on the coaching bench every night is a tough one and one that you can't overlook.
Well, you know, for these guys coming back to our league, this is a really good league. It's not like just because they're in NHL. In the NHL, to come back here, it's easy. It's not easy. It's a very competitive league. I can remember at times when you could just go and out-coach the other team. But now, you know, you need quality players to become a real successful franchise. And, you know, it's a whole package. It's your general manager, your head scout, your head coach, and everybody working together. You know, with the new players that we have nowadays, it's more about, you know, individual growth than sometimes team growth at times. And you have to sell the opportunity for those players to grow and to improve and sometimes change for the opportunity to play at the next level.
And finally, it's something you've never brought up, but we've been following it, and we keep track of records. And you know, last year, a win number 600 came in Kamloops. You also passed Lauren Mullican for most wins in the WHL, and there's only one other name above you, and that's Ken Hodge for the all-time record. Is it something you're thinking about chasing down here in the years to come?
Well, you know, I coached against Mr. Hodge earlier in my career, and you know, Ken was a mainstay in Portland for a lot of years. So, you know, I don't know if I can catch him within the length of my contract unless we have three outstanding years here in Kamloops. But, you know, it's something that, you know, you look at, you think about, but I don't know if it's something that drives you at all. It's just something that, you know, you just really take the game now. For me, I really enjoy coming to the rink every day. I enjoy the teaching aspect of it. I enjoy working with the players. And you know, to go to a new team, which is the old team, it's something that really excites me here in Kamloops. So if it comes about, it comes about. If it doesn't, I can walk away from the game feeling pretty happy with the success that I've had.
Don, thanks. Good luck this season.
Thank you, John.
From the drop of the puck to the Ed Chynoweth Cup, this is the WHL This Week Radio Edition.
Well, Steve Hamilton is one of those new coaches behind the bench, but it's not of a new team for Steve as he takes over the reins of the Edmonton Oil Kings, the defending Memorial and WHL champions. First of all, Steve, when you're the champ, I'm sure summer must have been pretty nice.
Yeah, it was shorter than usual for all the right reasons. So it feels like we weren't that far removed from the rink, but also very happy to get started there in late August.
You know, it was quite the wild off season for your profession, and that's been the focus here of our show this week is all the new coaches. 10 coaching changes, 8 new faces. You're now the guy in charge with Derek Lakstal going to Texas of the American Hockey League. So how do you bring a different approach, or do you bring a different approach to the table there for the Oil Kings?
Well, I think we're different people and different personalities, and with that, we also have different personnel this year. So there will be some change, and I think that's healthy and good for everybody. We won't be able to play exactly the way we've played in the past, and nor should we. I think it's important for me to bring a twist on some of the things that are important to our new staff, and our personnel obviously will dictate some of those changes as well. So it's you know, it's one of those things, and unprecedented amount of movement in the league. And when you start to look through your notes about some of the teams from last year that you might be facing early in the season, you realize, well, with a completely new coach behind the bench, obviously a lot of things can change.
With all the graduation the last 2 years there in Edmonton, who's ready to take the torch? Who do you pass it off to? Or is there some veterans coming back that can kind of guide the ship again?
Well, we're a little younger in some areas, and a lot of the names are the same, but probably haven't played nearly as prominent a role in the last year or two as they may have liked or may have been ready for. So it's going to be that internal growth that we've relied on here in the last few years. It's really paid dividends for us. We're going to rely on that again, and you know, look at a player like Brandon Ralph or a player like Tyler Robertson up front, both of whom are big, strong guys that can, you know, that are versatile in their game, were really relegated to fourth and fifth line duty last year. And it's not for any other reason other than the depth that we did have. So, you know, we look for that. I think our back end's a little bit more veteran this year. We're a little bit more mature with Ashton Sautner and Dyson Mayo or Aaron Irving. So we feel like we're probably going to be a little bit more composed back there. And I think there's going to be plenty of growth up front, and don't have the same amount of high-end talent as we might have had. But I think our young guys will contribute for sure.
How do you see the East playing out this season? Some early prognostications have five central teams in the playoffs, three from the East. It's a tough division. How do you see it playing out ahead?
Well, it is a very good division. I think that, you know, the teams that we face here with Red Deer, Calgary, I mean, Kootenay's a perennial playoff team and always in the hunt. You look at Lethbridge, is going to, obviously they were young last year and going to take some growth, and Medicine Hat is very well coached and does a good job. So right there is five pretty strong teams, and I think Brandon is ready to really turn the corner and emerge after a couple of quiet years, and they've really done a great job stocking the cupboard with talent. So yeah, absolutely, the East is going to be pretty powerful, and I think there's some very, very good teams. We'll likely take probably a step back early in terms of finding our game, and I think it's important for us to just push along and get ourselves prepared for the playoffs.
Hey, we look forward to puck drop. Steve, thanks for doing this. Congratulations on your promotion, and best of luck with the Oil Kings this season.
Well, thanks very much. My pleasure.
Man, that's this week's show. Enjoy opening weekend. I'm John Keane, and thanks for listening.
This has been a presentation of the Western Hockey League in cooperation with the WHL radio broadcast partners and Eastern Hockey, a production of NL Broadcasting Limited, Kamloops, British Columbia.